Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pezzegna, the host of Live with Passion. I believe that you can see your dreams accomplished. Stay tuned. I am Father Cedric Pezzegna, the host of Live with Passion. I want you to dream dreams. Perhaps God, the dream giver, has put into your heart to produce music or write a book or give poetry or raise a family or start a job, whatever it is. Well, I want you to go with that dream, to live a passionate life and to fulfill your destiny and realize your potential. Let me share this with you. It comes from the Acts of the Apostles. And God says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions, and your old will dream dreams. The word of the Lord. So did you dream last night? Most likely you did. We all do. It's just not everybody remembers their dreams. Oftentimes I remember my dreams, and they're very poignant. I remember one time I was... When I first started preaching, I would always stay at the lectern because, you know, it's my safety zone. And then I thought, you know, to be even better with people, I need to get out and move around. This is way back when I first started as a priest and leave my safety zone. Well, that night I had a dream. And this was the dream. I was scuba diving and I'm far beneath the surface of the water. And all of a sudden my oxygen ran out. And I was like panicking. I didn't know quite what to do. And I know what it meant. It meant that I was leaving my safety zone. I was going into the deep, as Jesus described it. And I was afraid. And I was trying something new, something where I wouldn't be in control. And my dreams were showing my fear to me. So what you do is when you have dreams, they can be messages to you about your psychological makeup. You offer those dreams to God. And you say, Lord, enter into those dreams. And that's exactly what I did. Although I was afraid, I entered into that dream. I asked God to enter into it. And I offered that dream about being panicky and being afraid to leave my safety zone. And that next day I went out and I tried it and it worked. And it helped me to live my dreams by moving away from safety zones. And I'm praying that you will leave your safety zone, whatever it is. Don't let fear rule your life. If you do, then you're just going to be kept in a little itty-bitty box. You've got to go outside your safety zones if you want to dream dreams and live your dream. And God is the dream giver. He gives dreams to us. We just heard from the Acts of the Apostles, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's you and me. And your young people will see visions. Your older people will dream dreams. So whether you're young or whether you're old, I want you to have a vision and I want you to dream dreams. You want to have a passionate life. You got to be pursuing a dream. You have to have goals in front of you. And I love what it says in the book of Proverbs that without a vision, people perish. So if you don't have a vision, you're not going to be passionate. If you don't have a goal, you're not going to be motivated. If you don't have something set before you, you're just going to be mediocre. So God gives dreams. If you don't have a dream, ask God to give you a dream. He will. So let me talk more about it. I read a book by John Sanford and another book by Morton Kelsey, their book about dreams and their meaning. And for example, if you dream that you're falling, means that you're losing control in an area. Well, offer that to God. Say, God, give me control. You be in control of my life. If you have a dream where you're naked, oftentimes that means that you feel vulnerable about a situation that you're in. Ask God to give you courage and boldness and strength. And if you're flying in a dream, that indicates success or accomplishments. And that's what I want for you. I want you to fly. Paul McCartney, the Beatle, he had a dream about a number one song, and he created the song Yesterday, all from a dream. And Dmitry Mendeleev was a chemist who had a dream. And from that dream, he created the periodic table of elements, if you've ever seen that. All these things from dreams. Dreams are all over the place in the Bible. For example, you remember way back in the Old Testament, Joseph, one of the sons of Israel, one of the 12 sons of Israel, he has this dream. Don't ever tell everybody all your dreams, by the way, because this dream that he had and he told his brother got him into a lot of trouble. He dreamt that his brothers were going to all bow down to him. Told his brothers about it. He ends up in a pit, sold to the Midianites, ends up in Egypt, and then he gets out of the pit by interpreting a dream. Remember what happened? Pharaoh had this dream about these seven skinny cows, then these seven fat cows, and nobody could interpret the dream for him, but Joseph was brought before him, and he told him what the meaning of the dream was, that for 7 years they were going to have plenty, and 7 years after that there was going to be a famine, the skinny cows. And he said, during the years of plenty, build storehouses and put the grain and the wheat in the storehouses so that when the famine comes, we will have enough. And the Pharaoh said, well, Joseph, I'm appointing you governor of Egypt. You do it. And he did. So what I'm saying is that a dream brought him into the pit, but a dream interpretation brought him to the palace. So dreams have power. In fact, in the New Testament, Peter has a dream about the Gentiles coming into the church, and because of that dream, Gentiles, non-Jews, are now a part of Christianity, all because of a dream. And then we just heard about the vision of Pentecost, that young people will see visions, and old people will dream dreams, that the Spirit is the dream giver, that upon all flesh, God would pour his Spirit so that you would have goals, in dreams, in visions. And as I said, as it says in the book of Proverbs, without a vision, people perish. You become listless, without meaning. You lose your passion. You become mediocre. But with a vision and with a dream, there's motivation, there's passion, there's enthusiasm, there's energy. And that's what I want for you. I want you to pursue your dreams and live the vision that God has for you. Got a letter one time from, and this is about never being too old to have a dream. I got a letter from a woman, and she sent me a book with her letter. And this is what she said. She said, Father Cedric, I've been watching your program for years. You tell us to live with passion. I've decided that I'm finally going to do it. And I finally wrote the book that God had put in my heart years ago. And she said, thank you so much. The name of the book was called God Recycles Broken Dreams. And God does recycle broken dreams. If you've had a broken dream in the past, don't give up. Keep moving forward. I believe that God will give you something out of that. Well, anyway, she said, thank you for inspiring me to write this book. She sent it to me. And she said, P.S., I'm 81 years old. And I love that because you're never too old to dream a dream. And you're never too young to have a vision. I got contacted by a young man, 13 years old, when I was in Houston. He's a golfer, has a dream of being a pro golfer. And he wanted to play golf with me because I'm an avid golfer too. So we played golf and he was a good golfer at age 13. Now he's 19 years old, a freshman at LSU, and was given a scholarship to Louisiana State University for golf. I played with him a couple months ago at the New Orleans Country Club. He shot a 66, 5-under par from the back tees. This young man, Jacob Bergeron, has a dream of becoming a pro golfer, and I believe he is one day. And he's following his dream. He's following his vision. And notice what happens. In order to accomplish the vision and to accomplish the dream, you don't just have a dream and then all of a sudden things happen. You got to work at it. So Jacob has hit balls and he's worked on his swing. He's worked on his putting. And it's amazing. As a freshman, he's beating everybody else on the team. And he's going to be an All-American, I know it. And one day I believe he's going to be a pro. See, you're never too young to have a dream. Jeremiah thought he was too young. And God says, don't say you're too young. Maybe there's a young person out there watching this program. You're thinking to yourself, you know, I think God is calling me to priesthood, calling me to the ministry, but I don't know. I'm too young. I'm not experienced enough. I don't think I can do it. Well, I want to tell you, if God's putting a dream in your heart, pursue it. If you're too old, never say that you're too old. Because when God puts dreams in your heart, he will accomplish them through you. Abraham, for example, was very old when he accomplished his dream. Moses led the people out of the promised land. I believe he was 80 years old. He led them out of Egypt into the promised land at age 80. So never say that you're too old, and certainly never say that you're too young. You can fly. People come to me with all kinds of dreams. They, you know, will write me and say, Father, I just wrote a book and I want to get it published, and I'm all for them. Or I have a song in my heart, but I don't know what to do, and I try to help them to get that song composed and out there. Poetry, all these different, other people want to be a preacher, and I want to help them. Some people want to get on TV, and I want to help you by my TV programs to help motivate you to go for it. You can't just let your dream die within you. You got to become all that you can be, fulfill your destiny. At least step out and find out if that's God's will for you. But if you don't make a move, then you're never going to know. And then you're going to get to the end of your life and you're going to say, I should have done it. So I believe I can fly. And then growing up in the 70s, we had this rock group. You probably remember them, Aerosmith. And they had a song called Dream On. And it said over and over again, dream on, dream on, dream until your dreams come true. And it's not just the dreaming of them, it's the pursuing your dreams will make them come true. And then, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King, how can we forget his I Have a Dream speech? Of course, he did it at the Washington Square there. It was back in 1963, immortalized. He had a dream that his children wouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Love that. He had a dream about brotherhood, racial equality, justice, freedom. So all over the place in our culture, all over the place in the Bible, it's all about dreams, visions, goals, and pursuing what God has put into our heart. The whole nation of the United States, the whole country, was built on a dream that our ancestors had. And now this dream is coming to fruition.
Everyone wants to be happy. We have all sorts of ideas of what can bring happiness. Big houses, big paychecks, big opportunities. But that kind of happiness is based on circumstances. True joy is rooted in a trusting relationship with God. In Father Cedric's book, You Can Be Happy, you will discover that God wants to fill your heart with a joy and peace that can withstand bad days and hard times. Father Cedric reveals the source of true joy is the person, Jesus Christ. In this book, you will learn the keys to a happy lifestyle. Things like a positive mindset, how to approach your circumstances, how to receive grace, and becoming your best self. Call right now to get your copy today. Call 844-FATHER-C, that's 844-328-4372, or go to frcedric.org, or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion.
I remember when I was a young man, I saw, it was a billboard, this is as a young priest. I'm driving down the road and I see a billboard and it says, expand your influence. And you know, dreams can come literally, God will give you, he'll breathe dreams into you, but also dreams can be seen from the culture. And I saw the dream that God spoke to me on a billboard, expand your influence. And I've worked hard at that, writing books, producing for television, preaching, getting outlets, raising money, doing all the things that I need to do to expand my influence and follow that dream. Years ago, there was a psychologist, you've probably heard of her, Dr. Joyce Brothers. And she talked about the importance of having goals in your life. If you don't have goals or dreams or visions, you're just gonna kind of be on a treadmill. You're just gonna not really going anywhere and mediocre and lukewarm and lackluster. But she said, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you have a vision in front of you, she called it, It has the goal, emotional, magnetic power. She used the word goal gradient. And what she meant by that was that your goal, your dream, your vision will motivate your life and actually produce energy and accomplish momentum that will lead you even further. So in other words, the goal is magnetic. It helps you to be energized and passionate and enthusiastic. But without a goal, remember what Proverbs said, without a vision, people perish. They just kind of become lackluster and lukewarm, bored and tired and addicted and sitting on the couch and not doing anything. Get a goal for your life. God will give it to you. If you're overweight, maybe your goal can be to lose weight. If you're unemployed, your goal can be to get a job, and you must pursue these goals. And I think everybody that follows Christ ought to have the goal to proclaim him in some way, shape, or form, to help people. Remember what Jesus did in Matthew 25? He gave us this great vision, this great goal. And the vision was, this dream was, that at the judgment day, we would be judged by how we reached out to people. He said to those on his right, come into the kingdom of my Father, because when I was in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And then they said, when? When did we see you? He said, whatever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me. So that has got to be our goal, our vision, to reach out to people in some way, shape, or form. I don't think goals and visions ought to be narcissistic and just selfish and just for you. It's for everybody, hopefully. When I decided that I was going to become a priest and reach out to people and proclaim the gospel and write books, it wasn't to make money. I'm not producing to have notoriety and fame. I'm trying to reach out. I'm trying to inspire people to be the best they can be, to fulfill their destiny. Because I know that whatever I do for you, I am doing for Jesus. So within our ministry, within this ministry, I have a pen pal ministry reaching out to people in prison. And so I've got over 100 people writing letters to people in prison. We send books and Bibles to people in prison upon request. Because whatever I do for those in prison, I do for Jesus. And it's the same in your life too. Have a goal, have a vision, have a destiny in front of you, have that dream in front of you to help, to reach out, because that's exactly God's will for your life. So I need to let you know that it's one thing to have a dream, and I want you to have a dream, I want you to have fire, but it's another thing to work at the dream. I remember it was St. Catherine of Siena, a great saint in the Catholic Church, and the Holy Spirit touched her, and she said, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." I love that. Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Did God mean you to be a person just sitting on the couch all the time gaining weight? No. Did God mean you to be a person who's lukewarm, mediocre, not really having an effect on people? No. God wants to use you. He wants you to impact people, to help people, to realize your potential, whatever gifts he's put in you. He's put creative gifts in you, like Paul McCartney with music. He's put music in you. He's put poetry in you. Some of you are teachers and nurses and doctors. Some of you are mechanics that can help people. Whatever gift God has put in you, use it to reach out to people and pursue that dream, pursue that goal. Be passionate about your life. Otherwise, mediocrity is not going to do it for you. Well, anyway, as I said, in order to pursue a dream, there has to be work. You don't just have a dream and a vision. God will give you that. And that's not what brings it to pass. It's interesting. In Ecclesiastes 5:3, it says that dreams are accomplished through effort, much effort. So I hope I don't scandalize you with these words, but let me just run a few of them by you. Work, determination, discipline, patience, diligence, time. You know what it says in the Bible in Hebrews 6? We inherit the promises through faith and patience. Not just through faith, faith and patience. So in other words, when it comes to dreams, there has to be effort. There has to be discipline. There has to be work. There has to be passion, being proactive. And then, as I said, Dr. Joyce Meyer said, a momentum develops and it snowballs into more and more and more. If you're willing to do the work, God will open the doors. I have a saying that I love, fortune favors the brave. If you're willing to be courageous, to be brave, to be stout-hearted, I believe that fortune will come to your life. Not necessarily money, but happiness, joy, peace, the ability to impact others' lives. Fortune favors the brave. So don't be lazy or fearful. You remember the parables that Jesus preached about that? God gave people talents, and some of the people with the talents buried them because they were lazy and fearful. You know, if you be like that, you'll live, I guess, somewhat of a contented life for a while, but you won't produce anything, you won't be fruitful, and then you might fall under the judgment of God. But if you're willing to be courageous and do the work, harvest, fortune, favor, blessings from God, joy untold, it's so good. That's how I got started, for example, with Trinity Broadcasting Network. I didn't just get on there all of a sudden. I mean, I started producing TV programs. I started working at it. I raised money. I wrote books. I created programs. And then after time, and it took years, I got noticed. And they invited me to air on their network. Same with EWTN, the Catholic network. I began to get noticed by them, developed relationships, worked at it, continued to produce. It wasn't easy. You know, when you have a dream, it's not necessarily easy to pursue it, but what it does is it gives me meaning and purpose and motivation and passion and energy, and I can't imagine doing anything else. I love to write books. I love to produce. I love to preach. It's wonderful because I know that that's God's dream for me. So I'm going to invite you to never say never. Don't say, well, I'm too old or I'm too young. I remember reading a book by Robert Schuller. And of course, you know, he's the one who founded the Crystal Cathedral, Dr. Robert Schuller, great minister, Hour of Power. Well, Dr. Schuller wrote a book called Move Ahead with Possibility Thinking. And he said, basically, there's two types of people in life. He said, there are those who say that it's impossible and those who say all things are possible for God. Of course, Jesus was a possibility thinker. And those who say that it's impossible say things like this: I'm too old, or I can't do it, I'm not good looking enough, I don't know enough people, I don't have the right contacts, I don't have enough money, you know, all the excuses. But he said, but there's another group of people, he calls them possibility thinkers. And this is what I'm striving to be, and I want you to be. If you want to live with passion, you got to be more than positive. You got to understand that with God, all things are possible. That's exactly what Jesus taught. And I've been teaching that in my books and in my other episodes, that all things are possible for God. Your dreams can come true. If you pursue them, give them time, walk with faith, it can happen. And I want to motivate you, inspire you, encourage you. Don't let your dream die. It's time to pursue them. And as I said, a new momentum, a new energy, a new passion will develop. And he talks about possibility thinkers. He said, they're the people that say, somehow, some way, I will realize my dream. They're the people that say, change can happen. All things are possible for God. They're the people that say, I can realize my potential. I am going to fulfill my destiny. And there are the people that say, no matter what problems I have in front of me, I can do it. I remember one time I was looking at a book. I took it off my bookshelf, and I was cleaning out my bookshelf, book about golf, and I just said, I never read this thing. I just popped it open, and I saw this quote by Arnold Palmer, and I thought it was beautiful, and it said this. It said that don't focus on the distractions around you. Focus on the opportunities in front of you. Oh, that is so good. Most people focus on all the distractions. Focus on the opportunities. And God, the dream giver, is opening a door for you. New opportunities, dreams, visions. That's the word about Pentecost. I will pour my spirit upon you, says the Lord. Your young people will have visions, and your old people will dream dreams. You are never too old to dream a dream. You're never too young to have a vision. Pursue your dreams. Live to the full. Realize your potential. Don't just live. Live with passion. You're never too old to dream a dream. You're never too young to have a vision. Listen to this letter I got from a young man. It said, a couple weeks ago I had a dream, and in my dream I was in a cathedral and a priest came and prayed over me, and it hit me like a brick. That in your preaching, Father Cedric, I believe that God has given me one more sign that I should go to the seminary right out of high school. Wow. I love it when young people get touched with the gospel and pursue your dreams. Dream dreams, have visions. And I have a dream, and my dream is to reach out to as many people as possible with this precious gospel. And I'm doing that through television, through writing, through preaching. And I have partners all around the country who are helping me, praying for me, helping me financially. Would you consider becoming a partner with my ministry so that I can fulfill this destiny that God has given me and dream dreams and see visions and watch people's lives be touched? Thank you in advance. Don't just live. Live with passion.
Don't just live. Live passionately. Jesus came to bring us abundant life, a life filled with joy, hope, and purpose. For over a decade, Father Cedric Pizania has been sharing the life-changing message of hope with people around the world. As a priest with a vow of poverty, Father Cedric's programs and resources are created with one purpose in mind, to change lives. Would you consider calling and giving today? It's only because of generous people like you who can give we are able to reach multitudes every day. We hear life-changing testimonies from people who watch us on television. As always, we treasure the support of our partners. As a priest with a vow of poverty, you can know that 100% of your donation will go directly toward producing and airing Live with Passion. To partner with us, call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Or go to fathercedric.org. Write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. Thank you. Everyone wants to be happy. We have all sorts of ideas of what can bring happiness. Big houses, big paychecks, big opportunities. But that kind of happiness is based on circumstances. True joy is rooted in a trusting relationship with God. In Father Cedric's book, You Can Be Happy, you will discover that God wants to fill your heart with a joy and peace that can withstand bad days and hard times. Father Cedric reveals the source of true joy is the person, Jesus Christ. In this book, you will learn the keys to a happy lifestyle. Things like a positive mindset, how to approach your circumstances, how to receive grace, and becoming your best self. Call right now to get your copy today. Call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Or go to frcedric.org or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion.